This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in Europe today, that is to say not at VW headquarters, leaders of European Union countries agreed to accept another 120,000 migrants. Germany alone agreed to take in more than 30,000 people, and Berlin is teaming up with a somewhat unusual partner to help process all those refugees. The UK newspaper The Independent reports that Germany is tapping the global consulting firm McKinsey & Company. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
McKinsey helps companies, governments, and NGOs all over the world tackle their management problems. And processing the tens of thousands of refugees streaming across Europe's borders is a big one.
I think the complexity of the response, it's probably pretty hard to overestimate it.
That's Eric Schwartz, a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State in charge of refugees. A few years ago, Sweden worked with consultants to develop a leaner process for granting asylum, says Elizabeth Collett. She directs the Migration Policy Institute Europe in Brussels.
It's part of a broader concern across the European Union that the national asylum systems that currently exist are extremely expensive to run and often quite inflexible.
McKinsey will reportedly help Germany's brand new migration office director clear a backlog of more than 270,000 asylum applications and try to shorten the process from 7 months per applicant to 2 months. The risk is getting too efficient, Collett says. She says many refugees have been traumatized by their experiences back home and don't trust authorities.
You know, you have to think about their well-being as well as asking them to tell the story of how they've come to be in this country claiming asylum.
Eric Schwartz, now at the University of Minnesota, says McKinsey has experience dealing with humanitarian crisis. He says the company assisted Asian governments in their response to the 2004 tsunami. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.